You know the feeling when you see an online offer that says only a few left or sales ends tonight. That's urgency at work. Well, done right, it can be a friendly, gentle way for your ideal clients or customers to make a decision. Hey there, story seller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so glad that you're joining me here on this episode where I want to chat with you about the perfect balance when it comes to having urgency in your sales messages. So whether you are an online coach or a product-based brand, another type of service-based provider, this episode is for you, okay? We want to have this perfect balance of, you know, having people to make a great informed decision and them also being excited about what they are about to purchase, okay? So let's start with keeping it real. So let's say you are an online coach launching a new program, telling folks sign up ends tonight, when in fact, it does not. That's a no-go, okay? People value honesty, and when they trust you today, they'll stick with you tomorrow. So, for example, if you are releasing a limited time coaching program aimed at entrepreneurs, make sure that any urgency you create around sign-up deadlines or limited spots is genuine. Misleading your audience can actually damage your reputation and trustworthiness, okay? You don't want that. You don't want people not trusting you. And also spreading the word as well, because this online space is so small. It might seem big just like any other thing, but it's so small. You never know who knows who and how quickly word can travel. These days, it can travel pretty quickly on social media. So that's the first thing, keeping it real, keeping it genuine and honest, so you won't damage your reputation. The next thing is value. So what's the big deal for them? You know, the big deal isn't for them to hurry and make a decision showing what they'll miss. So for a service professional, if you are a website designer offering a special rate for the first 5 clients of the month, it's important to communicate not only the discount, but also the transformation that your design work will do. What will your design work do for their business online presence? So you want to make the outcome like increased customer engagement and sales from a refreshed website clear. You want to make that clear, okay? The next thing is softer language. So this is basically all about how you say things. You are guiding people. You do not want to push people into taking a certain action. So for product brands, maybe you have a seasonal sale, a spring sale coming up on your latest skincare line. Instead of pressuring with buy now or regret it forever, you can frame it as secure your summer glow now with our limited time offer. Doesn't that sound much better? Doesn't that, if you are putting yourself in the customer's shoes, doesn't that sound much better? Like, oh, wow, yeah, I can, you know, start using these products now and my, you know, glow will be wonderful during those summer months, or by the time summer rolls around, I'm gonna, you know, feel great, right? That sounds much better than buy now or regret it forever. So, you don't want to induce panic. You don't want to induce panic. You want to invite your customer to make a positive choice for themselves. You want to, you know, get them to think ahead. What is on the other side? You know, get them to envision what their life could possibly be like after using your product, your service, your coaching program, your online course, anything that you offer. The next thing is wise types of follow-up. So you have let people know about your offer, and as the clock ticks, as that deadline keeps getting closer and closer, it's great to have a gentle reminder. It can actually do wonders, okay? First of all, when it comes to that, you want to keep in mind that it does take people several times to see things before they probably will actually take action. You know, if you think about yourself, you might be like, okay, yeah, I have seen some people's stuff pop up in my inbox over and over and over again when they are doing some, when they're launching a an online program or a course, or they got a new product or something, and you probably don't take action until the last minute or the day before, the day of, something like that. So it takes people several times to see stuff before they actually take action. There are different reasons why. Maybe they are busy. Maybe they need to check out your sales page a few more times. Maybe they need to binge some of your social media content. Maybe they need to go on your website to see a few things so they can be confident in their decision. There are all types of factors. So you want to make sure that you have this gentle reminder. So for example, an email reminding your email subscribers about the closing window for your online course could include a testimonial snippet showing a great story of how you work with someone from the past or even from this particular online course. You want to add some type of value and also reiterate the interest of your offer without coming across as too pushy. So hopefully this is helpful for you. I want you to, you know, be genuine. That is the biggest point here, being genuine, making sure that you are including the value of your offer in your sales messages, that you want to convey urgency. You need to have your words chosen wisely and time your reminders just right, okay? All of this, when you put it together, it creates excitement for your ideal clients or customers instead of a whole bunch of pressure. All of this works great on social media. It works great in your email content. So whichever one that you are using it for, whatever you are launching, whatever type of sale that you have, it works great in both capacities. So hopefully this now or never messaging episode is helpful for you. And if you are someone that is like, okay, I really don't know where to start, or I often get stuck when it comes to writing the words for my sales content and I need some help, well, you know, that is where someone like myself comes in, because in all honesty, copywriting is not something that is easy. It's not something that's easy. You just can't put a whole bunch of words on the screen and send it out there into the world. There is an art to it. There is sales psychology to it. And I want you all to know the things that you shouldn't be doing in your sales messaging if you are out there, you know, trying to spend endless hours putting things together and it's not sounding right, it's not connecting, you don't know what is happening. So, you know, if you are stuck in that capacity and you need that type of support, then I am always here for you to write words that connect and convert with your ideal clients or customers. And again, I hope this episode has motivated you to rethink your messaging strategy. And I will chat with you soon. And by the way, if this episode has been helpful for you, be sure to rate and review the Storytelling with Spring podcast. I would greatly appreciate it, and I will chat with you soon.